What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast, episode 97 coming at you. Coach Chance here, ready, fired up today, guys, to deliver this message, this empowering message about energy, right? Like today, we're going to get into energy drinks a little bit. We're going to talk about testosterone in men today. We're going to be talking about why so many men today are so fucking lethargic and they just don't have the energy that they used to have, you know, and I am going to talk a little bit about diet, but there's three things specifically that I'm going to throw at you guys today and let you know if you're not consistent with each one of these three things, your energy is probably going to be suboptimal to how it's supposed to be, right? So you can work out all you want. You can eat all the right nutritional foods, and that's going to be that's 80% of it, right? Maybe not 80%, like 60 or 70% of it. But there's other things, guys, that people sleep on and forget about that I'm going to be talking about today. Right. And the reason why I decided to pick these three holistic methods of increasing energy levels in men is because, like I said, they get slept on. They get thrown under the radar. Everyone thinks about, you know, how am I going to get in the best shape of my life or have more energy? Well, it's typically what am I eating and what does my movement look like? Is he working out? What kind of workouts is he doing? Is he sitting down all day? Is he walking? That's typically the discussion that we have when we talk about energy, especially in men. So guys, number one, and I want you guys in the live, whether Facebook or Instagram, I want you guys to follow along. I want you guys to treat this as a training. Not all of my podcasts are like this. You know, some are motivational, some are meant to wake you the fuck up. Others are educational like today. So for today's podcast, guys, I want you to be very interactive in the comments. Steven, I know you're always interactive. Babe, you're very interactive. Anybody else in here that is maybe new to the live stream, I want you guys to be interactive in the comments. So when I say to type something in the comments, it's going to help you guys to relearn what I'm trying to teach you if you type it out. And then it's going to help further allow you to learn if you say it out loud as well. So the number one thing, one out of three, right? We're on number one here. The number one thing, number one way to drastically and holistically improve your energy levels, guys, is going to be through sleep, right? And number one and number two kind of get tied in together. But sleep, guys, is going to be huge. And not just getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep, because I see this with my clients all the time, right? I typically set a goal for my clients to get anywhere from 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Some guys are going to fall closer to that six range where they have better energy. And if they sleep closer to eight, they might not have as much energy because they sleep in, and vice versa. Some guys, for instance, like with me, sometimes I find that certain days or certain times throughout my life, I had more energy when I had 8 hours. And then other times, like when I was 22, I only needed 6 hours. So you kind of go through these phases in life where your mind is growing, your body's going through different phases, and you need different amounts of sleep. But guys, it's not just about the quantity, the number of hours you're getting every night. There are so many factors that go into a good night's sleep and getting into proper REM sleep that's why most people are lethargic, because they don't realize, for instance, here we go, start taking notes. So for number one, guys, I want you guys to write sleep in the comments. For those of you guys that are in here, write sleep in the comments below. That's number one. So number one is sleep. And then now we're going to get into some details about sleep. Remember, guys, today's all about educating you on energy, how to get more energy. And I'm going to give you guys some ninja tricks here. So keep your ears open. Get ready. So guys, with sleep, very important here, what I'm about to say. It's important to sleep in the dark. No lights, no night lights, no TV. I know a lot of you motherfuckers out there are sleeping with your TV on. Stop. Immediately stop it. And I guarantee there's no blue block shade on your TV. It's straight blue light to your face, to your eyes. I know so many people that do this. Shut the TV off. No blue light. No cell phone for 30 minutes before bed. And sleep in the dark. Night lights. Oh my God, I lost my train of thought. No night lights, right? If you go into my not my girlfriend's place here, this apartment, but my house back in Port Charlotte, we have I bought for on Amazon, and I have a lot of my guys do this too. Steven, you know about this. I have a lot of my guys invest $10 to $20, depending upon how many you get. They sell them, I think, in a pack of two. of red night lights, right? You plug them in and it's red light. Red light is not harmful on our skin or our eyes. A regular night light can be very harmful, and it can disrupt, it's an endocrine disruptor, meaning what it does is it messes with the regulation of hormones in our body. So throughout the day, guys, our body is pumping out more of one hormone and then maybe decreasing another hormone. When we're stressed, cortisol is elevated, that stress hormone where we have to be alert and very focused. And then when we go to bed, melanin, of course, is increased. So when we have unnatural sources of light, like blue light or a nightlight or something like that, or guys, even this is fucking crazy. You guys are about to trip from this. If you shut your door and say you live with somebody else and they keep the kitchen light on and that light is creeping through the door, anywhere in the door frame or even under, that can have an effect on your sleep too. I know it sounds fucking crazy, but like it's very true. And I want you guys to start to observe this. So if you, even if you have to put a towel under your door at night, I would definitely suggest doing that. So like I said, there's some ninja tricks here. You guys can take it as you want, but these are just things I've noticed with me and my clients that work and that kind of allow us to get into a deeper sleep so that we're not just saying, oh, I get 7 hours of sleep and I still have no energy. Well, what does the quality of your sleep look like? If you're not sleeping in pitch dark, that's a big problem. If you're on your phone before bed and you're getting that those blue light rays to your eye and to your skin, that's a problem. That's going to mess with your natural endocrine system in your brain, in your brainstem, and releasing things like melanin and decreasing cortisol, right? And shutting off certain parts of your body. So this is something, guys, that I really want you to take notes on and understand during this podcast, that sleeping in the dark is very important. Number two is sleep, guys. We're getting into detail today. So I hope you guys brought your pen, your paper. This is a more educational podcast today. Number two is going to be noise. So we spoke about light. Now we're speaking about noise. I need you guys. We're going to do noise, then we're going to do temperature, then we're going to move on to thing number two. So number two, guys, noise. It's very important to not only sleep in a dark environment, but to sleep in a very quiet environment. No distractions. So once again, I'm going to bring up the TV thing again, guys. When we have the TV on, not only are we getting blasted by light, but now some people might have it the volume on low because it helps them sleep. This is very bad, guys. You do not want to do this. Shut the TV off. That is like the number one thing for a lot of people, is getting that TV shut off and take the TV out of your room even. You shouldn't even have a TV in your room. Like if you can't help yourself, get it out of your room. So shut the TV off. No noise. If you live with other people, like I said, put a towel under the door. Try to soundproof the room the best that you can. That's definitely going to help a little bit. You know, if you live with roommates, try to let them know, hey, listen, like I'm trying to get better sleep so I can improve my energy levels because Coach Chan said so. And I need you guys to just be quiet a little bit. Try to whisper. Try not to be, because those noises, guys, your body, your brain is very intelligent. And it does a very phenomenal job at alerting you if it hears any bit of noise at night. Because that's how we're programmed. We're programmed to survive. And 1,000 years ago, when we were out in the wilderness, in the jungle, and we would sleep at night with our tribe, if our brains heard something, it would trigger us to get out of that REM sleep and be alert. Not necessarily like wake up, but enough to where, like I'm a heavy sleeper. My girlfriend always says like, you could sleep through anything, to not be in that heavy REM sleep state, but to get out of it. So down here, let's just say we're looking at a graph. So down here would be that REM sleep at the very valley of your waves of being totally awake and totally asleep. I'm down here. And when there's noise out in the living room or outside, anything like that, your body is going to get out of that REM sleep and hover up here. You're not going to be totally awake and conscious, but you'll be just hovering under that. And that is not true sleep. So I need you guys to understand that if you're hovering here because you guys have noisy roommates, that's probably a large reason why you don't have sufficient energy. And this is only number one, guys. Like this is only number one. So if you say, oh, I'm getting 7 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep every night, great, great. Are you sleeping in the dark? Do you have any distractions? Is it quiet or is it noisy? These are questions you guys have to ask yourself. And then the final thing, we're doing light, we're doing noise, and then sleep. What was the final thing? Totally lost my train of thought what I was saying here. This happens to me all the time. Damn it, I'm gonna come back to this. I promise I'm gonna come back to this. So number one is sleep, right? This happens. You have to just roll with the hits. Number one is getting sufficient amount of sleep, not having darkness or not having light around you, right? Shut that TV off, sleep in the dark. And then, oh, temperature. Bam, I knew I'd come up with it. Temperature. So guys, it is important, believe it or not, and I know a lot of people probably agree with me that you like to sleep in a cold environment. It's actually been proven through many different studies. I don't have studies with me, but I've seen this proven before on doctors that I follow's channel and stuff like that, that when we sleep in a cooler environment, especially like I have a cooling pad at my house on my mattress at my house. I have a cooling pad. I have the fan on and I usually have the AC somewhat low, like 75-ish, 74. Some people, that's probably not too low. But point being said, I keep it kind of cool in my room and this allows me to get deeper into a deeper sleep. If it's hot in your house, your body and brain are not going to be able to relax. You're going to sweat. And once you get into that stage of kind of sweating and that sort of thing, your brain's not going to be able to fully get into that REM sleep because you're uncomfortable. Your body is not at an optimal temperature to be in REM sleep. So temperature is actually very important. If you guys want to invest in like a cooling pad, like I said, it's been proven many times that a cooling pad or a cooling case for your pillow can actually help you get into a deeper sleep and sleep more comfortably for a longer period of time. So those are the three things that I want you guys to immediately implement with your sleep cycle from now on. that's very important. Also, something I want to touch on too, Wi-Fi. Shut your Wi-Fi off at night. And I'm not just saying when you scroll, I don't have my phone, my phone's right here. I'm not just talking about scrolling down on your phone and clicking the off button, because if you go to settings, it's still going to say not found or searching or something. You have to actually go into settings, click the Wi-Fi button, and then click off. As soon as you click off, then what that does, guys, is it tells your cell phone, it tells the router that your cell phone's getting that Wi-Fi signal from to stop receiving the Wi-Fi, stop calling the router, those EMFs, those dangerous electronic magnetic frequency waves, from going to the phone. Because most of you guys probably sleep, I'm gonna use my case as an example here. Most of you guys, you know, say I'm laying down here, right, I'm sleeping, here's my phone, here's my dresser. Most of you guys have your phone probably within like 12 to 24 inches of your fucking head. And if your Wi-Fi is on, what you guys don't understand, most likely not everybody, you might know this, is that your router in your house or in your apartment building or wherever it is sending harmful EMF waves to your phone to receive that Wi-Fi, because your phone is saying, give me Wi-Fi. As it's being sent through the cloud or through the air, however it's sent, right? Your brain now is detecting those waves and is not going to allow itself to get into that deep REM sleep, because those waves are interfering with the very important alpha waves and theta waves that are needed to put ourselves into that deep REM sleep. So I know I kind of went a little into detail there, but this is very important to understand. And a lot of, I've noticed there's a lot of coaches out there that don't necessarily talk about these things. Like they always say, sleep is important, water is important, working out is important, low carb diet's important, cut this out, do that, don't drink alcohol. Yeah, we get it, right? Like that's all basic stuff. But these are the things that a lot of coaches aren't talking about that need to be spoken about more. And that's shutting your Wi-Fi off. And that's sleeping in a dark environment. That's not having distractions at night. That's the ninja tricks. And I'm, like I said, guys, I want to give to you guys today. These things aren't being spoken about enough. You know, the only people I ever see speak about these things are doctors and our licensed professionals, not just a personal trainer. Like a lot of personal trainers, unfortunately, are giving you guys the base level of what you need to feel better, right? And for most of us, see some hearts coming in. For most of us, we need more than the baseline, guys. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people out there are not as educated as they should be to be in this profession, to be in the fitness industry. But I'm here to tell you guys that with these little ninja hacks that I'm giving you today, if you start to implement and stay consistent with a dark environment, completely pitch black, invest in some red light, night lights from Amazon. I can put the link in the description of my podcast to help you guys go there and get the exact ones I get. To sleep in a cool environment, make sure that the AC is down somewhat. If you have a fan, turn the fan on low to medium to high, whatever works for you. And then if you guys want to invest into a cooling pad for your pillow or for your bed, they're all things, guys, that are going to help you get into a deeper REM sleep. When you're in that rapid eye movement sleep, you're going to be repairing more muscle. You're going to be repairing bone. You're going to be regulating your immune system, your nervous system. So anything that you guys currently have, like if you're anxious, if you're an anxious person, if you're depressed, sleep is number one. I know we're spending a lot of time on this and I'm going to kind of cut it down a little for the next two things. But I do want to spend more of my time on sleep here today because it's very, very important. And like I said, most coaches, most fitness professionals don't really go that into detail with sleep. So cool environment. Once again, cool environment. dark environment, no light, and then no noise. They're my three ninja hacks for sleep. I want to see it in the comments, guys. So for sleep, I know, Stephen, you wrote sleep. For sleep, we're going to say dark environment, no noise, so quiet, dark environment, quiet, and cool temperature. Those are the three things I want you guys to take away from number one, the number one thing to improving our energy. Number two, guys, number two, I'm going to move right on here, is going to be stress management. And that's why I said earlier before I started speaking about sleep, stress management, guys, is huge. We all, especially, and I'm stressed right now, my body is stressed. Maybe I need to drink some water. I'm bringing it today, guys. I know it's not like a motivational thing, but I like mixing it up a little bit and giving you guys like some education every once in a while. Take what you want with it, but I'm just telling you from what I've learned that when I keep my room dark, when I sleep in a cool environment, and when I have no blue light in my room, I feel like a fucking beast when I wake up. So I'm just trying to let you guys know this can be you too. You can feel like a beast and feel completely energized if you get the right amount of sleep in the right environment. So with stress management, guys, meditation is going to be so big for this. And I have every single one of my clients meditate. I started meditating like 5 years ago. I've had my weeks and months where I was very consistent and then I fell off and I was consistent again and I fell off, consistent, fell off. And what I noticed from that trial and error, not purposely, I just fell off, is that the times when I did meditate, I was in such a better mindset. I had such a better mentality. I was happier. I was less stressed. I was less anxious, less depressed when I meditated. And guys, I'm not talking about a 30 or 60 minute session meditation. I'm simply speaking about taking 5 to 10 minutes every morning and even throughout your day, right? I just upped the meditation for a lot of my guys today in the Relentless Life program, because one thing I noticed is you can meditate in the morning, you can feel good for the first 4 hours, but then some shit happens, right? Something happens during your day and you're stressed again. So when you guys get stressed throughout the day, and this is gonna be huge for energy, because with life, things happen, right? You work, Steven, you work the night shift, bro, right? Like stuff's gonna happen at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 12 o'clock at night, whenever it is. And you're gonna be fucking stressed, bro. Like you might get a call and you're like, you deal with this fucking asshole, this person, and you're like, I'm stressed because of this now. Like I was in a great mood, now it just put me in a bad mood and something happened with my boss or whatever it is. Like you have problems with your girlfriend or you're like, you're whoever, and you're stressed. What I want you guys to do next time something happens, next time you find yourself in a stressful situation, is when you can, when it's safe, take a step back, tell the people around you or wherever you're at, or just walk away politely. Take 5 minutes, guys. I'm talking 5 minutes to yourself. Shut off your phone, or you guys can go onto a meditation app if you want, a little guided meditation, or not. Shut off your phone, close your eyes in a safe environment, obviously not when you're driving or anything. Close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. And calm down. Tell yourself it's going to be okay. Even just from doing that, I feel that was two breaths that I just did. Very calm, and I didn't even think about it because I'm alive here. I feel so much calmer. Imagine 5 minutes of that. Imagine you guys watching me. You wouldn't want to do this because that would be very boring. Imagine watching me for 5 minutes. Focus on my breathing. You would see my shoulders start to relax. My neck would start to relax. Everything would just start to come down. And then after that 5 minutes, I could come back to life, or I could come back to my client or to my business or to my girlfriend or to my family or to whatever I'm doing. And I can be level-headed and I can take my stress from an 8 or 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of a 10 all the way down to a 2 or 3 out of 10. And that's the power of meditation. And when we can do that, what we just did by meditating and by walking away from that stressful situation is we regained some energy. We regained not just physical energy, I'm talking about mental energy. Most of the time when people are they say, oh, I'm so tired, or I just feel like I have no energy. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's mostly because of their mindset. It's not because of their physical body. Yes, obviously, if you work outside and trade for 12 hours, you're probably physically tired, yes. But for most people, when they say I'm tired, they're meaning that they're mentally exhausted. They're mentally exhausted and they just don't know what to do. And I'm telling you that if you take 5 to 15 minutes throughout your day, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at lunch in the afternoon, and 5 minutes before you go to bed, to meditate and to focus on your breathing. And I have a lot of trainings on breathing in my Relentless Life community with my boys, with my guys. We go over breathing and certain breathing habits that you guys can be doing for stress management. Because with keeping your stress under like a 4 out of 10, like a lot of my guys, you know, they hover between that 2 to 5 mark. And I typically say anything under a 5, I'm okay with, because of course you're going to have daily stressors. You're going to be stressed sometimes. Anything over 5, yeah, that's a problem. You need to start meditating more. So that is going to be huge, guys, for improving your energy levels, for getting that testosterone up, for feeling better, for fucking crushing it at work, for crushing it in the gym, for crushing your meals, for getting prepared, being prepared mentally, feeling good mentally, feeling more happy. You're going to have to start thinking about stress management. And the number one tip I have for that, guys, is going to be meditation. So that's 2. So far, guys, we have sleep. We have the quality of our sleep, not just the quantity of how many hours. We have number 2, stress management. And the number 1 thing I go to with stress management is going to be meditation. Meditate not just once in the morning, but throughout the day for 5-minute sessions. Finally, number 3, that's going to be water. Water is huge. I cannot tell you guys. And of course, I'm not a fan of drinking out of plastic. That's a whole separate topic. But getting your water in is going to be number 3. Millions of Americans are dehydrated, millions, because they're not drinking enough water. Whether that's they're not reminded enough, they don't realize that they should be drinking more, they get caught up with work. Oh shit, I forgot to drink. It's been 2 hours since I drank some water. I mean, I even do it too, guys, as a fitness professional. Like, I have all my clients, Steven, you know this, like, you're drinking 6 liters of water a day, you're fucking crushing it, right? Like, or whatever you're drinking. And even myself, I'll be working, I'll be like, shit, I gotta drink, right? Even right now, I'm like, shit, I'm feeling dehydrated. You gotta remind yourself. So something I want to have you guys start doing to implement more water intake is gonna be setting alarms. If you guys are someone who your whole life struggled, or even just recently in the last year or so struggled with getting enough water in, start setting an alarm every 20 minutes. Set an alarm to drink 4 ounces of water. Typically for me, I've measured it before. If I take one moderate sip like that, that's about an ounce. So every 20 minutes, I want you guys to do this. Three, and then one more. That's about 4, maybe 5 ounces of water. So, and it is, because this is a 16-ounce bottle. It might even be more. And the water was like up to here when I started. That's probably 6, 12. Yeah, that's probably like 5 ounces of water split into thirds. So I want you guys to start. That probably sounded weird if you guys are listening on the podcast, on the audio. I just took 4 swigs of water. But I want to show you guys that if you do that, you could probably do a half a water bottle every 20 minutes. So that means every 40 minutes, so that means you're drinking a bottle and a half every hour, right? So add that up throughout the day. You're going to be probably drinking eight bottles or so throughout the day. And for most people, guys, that's way more than you're used to drinking. Like, take it from me. I used to work for my family roofing company. And besides the guys that were actually on the roof, like sweating their balls off, they drank a lot because they were sweating. Mainly the supervisors and the office managers, I've noticed they got so consumed in work that I would say, I'm going to pick on Rob for a second. Rob, how much water did you drink today? I don't know, a bottle and a half. And it's like 1 o'clock. I'm like, dude, you drank 22 ounces of water, and it's already 1 o'clock. What are you doing? Like, by then, I usually have 3/4 of a gallon down, right? Especially when I'm in the gym. So I've seen it firsthand. I see what it does. I see it causes headaches. It causes high blood pressure. It causes heart problems. It causes low energy levels. It causes low libido. So those of you guys out there that are struggling with having the energy or the stamina to have sex or to get it up, no matter what age you are, right? Like, everyone struggles with different stuff. Look no further than drinking more water. You guys have to drink more water, and it's a huge problem. Like I said, even myself, and I already feel, guys, more energetic from taking 4 big chugs, 4 1.5 ounce sips of water just now. Like, you feel your body cool off. Like, it literally cools your body down by drinking more water. Not just because this is kind of colder water. And typically, guys, room temp water is the best for your body to ingest, because our stomachs really don't do a they don't have a good time trying to digest cold water when it's room temperature. We're able to more readily absorb that water and use that water more immediately when it's cold. Not really too sure on a scientific level, but I know that when it's cold, guys, our bodies really are not able to use it or disperse it or whatever as much as if it was room temperature. So that's really all I have for you guys today. I know it was kind of a different style of a podcast. I hope that you guys enjoyed this one. Like I said, sometimes, you know, I would love to get on here every day and just fire you guys up and scream at you and get fucking fired up, tweak out on coffee. But sometimes, you know, I think like I need to share some ninja tricks with you guys. Like I need to let you guys know this is what, like for instance today, like this is what I do to make sure my energy stays up all the time. Like of course some days are going to be lower than others. I'm in pain. That's a different story. But if you guys start practicing these three holistic methods, your energy will absolutely skyrocket. And the biggest thing with what we spoke about today, and you know what I'm kind of throwing at you guys is that you stay consistent with. So stay consistent with your sleep. Stay consistent with sleeping in a dark environment. Stay consistent with sleeping with no distractions, no noises, right? Tell your roommates to shut the hell up. Stop slamming drawers at fucking 10 o'clock at night. I'm sleeping. And that's another thing we didn't talk about. Going to bed early. Go to bed early. Wake up early. I'm in bed usually by 9 and I'm always up by 5. That's 8 hours of sleep. It's 8 hours of sleep. And I feel so good in the morning. Guys, my alarm went off at 5 today. It was over 3 feet away from my head. No Wi-Fi. I got up, jumped right into a cold shower, let it hit my chest, and I said, I didn't say it that loud, but that's what I felt. Let's go, baby. Let's have the best fucking day ever. Right? And I'm having a fucking great day because of the way I started my morning. I drank a shit ton of water when I woke up, drank 16 ounces, made my coffee, hydrated my body. I got a cold shower in. I did a whole morning routine by 6 o'clock. I felt fucking great, guys. So before a lot of you are up in the morning, I've already done all of this shit to feel better, to be happier, to improve my fucking mindset, to prepare myself for the day, to absolutely crush it, kick ass, invest in my clients, invest in my business. And that's what it takes, guys. That's what it takes to have high energy is starting in the morning, feeling fucking amazing. Cindy, what's going on? Happy fucking Friday. So that's it, guys. That is all to recap today's podcast. Three holistic things that y'all can be doing to drastically improve your energy levels. Number one, sleep more and not just more, but have better quality sleep. We spoke about that already. I'm not going to rehash it. Number two, stress management. Use things like meditation to manage your stress and not just in the morning, but throughout the day. Finally, number three, guys, drink more water. Our body's comprised of 80% of water. If we don't drink enough of it, we're going to just kind of dwindle down to nothing and feel like shit and have no energy. So that is it. That is all, like I said, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's educational style of a podcast, I would really appreciate it if you guys could go onto the Apple Podcast app, type in The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway, subscribe if you guys have not already subscribed, scroll all the way down where it says ratings and reviews. You guys can click that button right there and then leave a review, guys. It doesn't matter if it's a sentence, whatever you guys feel. If you learn something, post your biggest takeaway, and that kind of allows me to see if this is working. And also, guys, if it is working, to get it to more people, get this message to more people that maybe need to hear it. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Stay freaking relentless. We'll see you guys Monday, 12 o'clock. Boom, let's go, baby.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.